back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to interject one thing before we go on with some of the topics I want to talk about. You know, anti-Asian violence, we saw some brutal things happen the last couple of days out in California. Guy is pushing his little baby in a stroller, and a thug comes up and beats him. He's on the ground being beaten, and the stroller with the baby is rolling away. Woman in New York beaten on the head with a hammer. Elderly women beaten up. You know, racial violence is on the increase in this country. Anti-Asian violence, but a lot of other violence. There has to be a unanimous revulsion to that. There has to be unanimous statement by both parties and by everybody. We're not going to put up with that. Whatever's fueling it, and I think I know what's fueling it, but whatever's fueling it has got to stop. One of the things that bothers me is that there has been radio silence from the Republican leadership. There has been, it's crickets. Stand there, you hear the crickets in the field, and that's it. Where is the statement from Kevin McCarthy? Where is the statement from Moscow Mitch? Where is the statement from Donald Trump? If Donald Trump, Moscow Mitch, and Kevin McCarthy all put out a statement that said that we are not going to tolerate anti-Asian violence, these are good people, they're Americans, they're American citizens, and if they're not citizens yet, so what? You do not attack human beings. Even the Habsburg Empire, which was a multiracial empire, held together for a long time, and they didn't, you know, you didn't have the king or the emperor fomenting racial attacks on part of his subjects. Now, that was back in the old days. Now we have no subjects, we have no king, we have no emperor. Except Donald Trump in the Republican Party is like a medieval emperor king. People are afraid of him. People kowtow to him. And there has to be sentiment. People listening, I don't care how conservative you think you are. I care if you think that Trump is a conservative, which he's not. I don't care what you think on that. You're a decent person and you don't want racial violence and bullying. Let people know. Let Voss know. Let LeMahieu know, head of the Senate. Let your congressman know. You don't want it. Call them, email them, and say, we want a joint statement from Trump. We want a joint statement signed by Moscow Mitch. You won't say Moscow Mitch, of course. You'll show rudimentary courtesy, of course. And you want a signature of Kevin McCarthy saying that it's our unanimous view that we want this ended. We need something like that, because right now, when you have radio silence from about half the leadership in the country, this is going to get fomented even worse. And what started it, of course, if you go back 4 years, you go back to the Charlottesville thing where you had these crazy people coming, you know, these supremacists, but not only that, they had these kind of medieval shields and spears and helmets. Some of them look like the cast out of a Wagnerian opera, you know, the old Aryan operas. And, you know, and Trump goes, okay, well, there are good people on both sides and all that. I mean, the point of the matter is, this is very elementary. It's very rudimentary. Not only Roosevelt and Kennedy, but Eisenhower and Reagan would have joined in a group statement saying, we're not going to put this, we're not putting up with this. You can't have a unified country. It's not only immoral and wrong. It's wrong. It's something we can't tolerate. Get that message across and get it across quick. I don't want to continue to see on the evening news, some 80-pound, 90-year-old Asian woman being beaten up by a thug. Somebody hit on the head with a camera. Guy being beaten up while his kid rolls away in a stroll. This is America. We're not putting up with that. We're simply not putting up with that. Okay, we're going back to Washington. Back to Washington. A good development from Biden and Marty Walsh, his Secretary of Labor, the former mayor of Boston. And it is this. He got rid of the Trump rule on independent contractors. Wage theft. He's gotten rid of it. And here's the background of it. When the Republicans are in, they let employers designate some of their people as independent contractors, even though they're not. Then they don't have to pay them minimum wage. They don't have to pay them overtime. If you're an independent contractor, you come to your house, somebody's house, you say, I'll paint your house for X dollars. And you say, fine. Well, okay. And then if you lose money on it, the guy loses money on it because it takes too many hours. Well, it's not your problem. But you can't label everybody as an independent contractor. The law in Wisconsin is that an independent contractor is somebody who has an independently established trade or business that would survive the termination of his relationship with you. Guy comes to paint your house, it's an independent business. And if you don't hire him, or you hire him and then don't rehire him for another paint job, he can go somewhere else. But what Republicans were doing in some states, believe this or not, they were forcing their employees to incorporate separately. They'd pay the fees. So some poor guy would be working on an assembly line, working as a janitor, and suddenly he is Joe Jones Incorporated, and therefore he's independent. Well, no. Court saw through that. There are truck drivers. They always try to claim they're independent. Some poor guy buys a rig, pays the gas, the fees, and all that kind of stuff. And at the end, sometimes they got about 50 cents a day. And the employer go, oh, no, well, you're an independent contractor. Well, Biden and Marty Walsh, good old Marty Walsh, put an end to that rule. And now people who are genuine employees are going to be getting at least minimum wage and overtime. Before, some of them, I mean, reminds me historically, you know, you would have, if you read The Grapes of Wrath and you read Steinbeck, I mean, with rural people, you know, they'd go down to the company store and they'd get overcharged for food and all that, and they'd end up having no wages. African-American sharecroppers would go in with their cotton, and at the end of the month, they'd get a bill saying that they owed money to the overseer. They made no money other than they could eat some food that they grew themselves. You know, let's put an end to this. Is this a kind of a primitive thing that I should even have to be talking about? Can you go read Steinbeck on your own? Yes, you can. Why should I have to be talking about this? I have to be talking about this because Republicans have run the government off and on. That's why I have to be talking about this. Employees are not independent contractors, and they should be given at least minimum wage and overtime where they work overtime. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, the last, one of the last words you spoke is minimum wage. I mean, minimum wage today is a joke compared, you know, that, and Republicans sometimes talk about, well, I made minimum wage way back when, and look how good. Well, it was different back then than it is today because, you know, the value of the money was greater back then in terms of what your wages were. The Republicans, it just kind of, my ideas kind of shifted a little bit here. I mean, the Republicans don't care about labor. I mean, that they just assume that there were no unions at all, and that the folks working in the fields singing the songs, you know, about how happy they were to be working in the fields. Not the Republicans don't realize that a lot of those songs are protest songs, even when, you know, people were slaves in the field working away, that they were, you know, singing about liberation, and that owners didn't know that that's what they're singing about. I mean, the Republicans, I don't know how they've managed to capture the hearts of all these people, aside from they got people convinced, well, I got a little bit more than these people down here, so I'll vote for these guys that, you know, keep me having just a little tiny bit more rather than, you know, what they actually, people actually, I don't want to use, entitled is the wrong word, but I mean, the people actually should be getting more money for the amounts that they're contributing to our society, that the amounts that they're contributing to the gross.
You're right. I agree with you. Luke is signaling me. I got to go to a break. I have no choice, okay. But you raised some very good points. Mark, I'm going to address your comments after the break. I got to go now, but thank you for calling in. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.